No, they're all Halloween.
Oh, no, those are Christmas.
These are Christmas. Yeah, my God.
A group of women share stories of their day at a simple home-cooked meal in the formal dining room of a beautifully restored bi-bedroom two-story home. This is Immaculata Home, a shelter for women which opened in August of last year on Lewis Street in the city of Lockport. These are women who have dealt with abuse, addiction, and prison. Most would be homeless without this 11-bed shelter.
They have burned so many bridges. These ladies have burned so many bridges that, in general, families don't believe they're really sincere about getting help.
That's Director Deborah Miller, who says the Catholic Reentry Shelter is the only shelter of this type in the area. It gives women a family-style spiritual community.
Sometimes they feel as if that aspect of their personality has not been addressed enough in their emotional healing and their healing from drug or alcohol addictions.
Each resident is linked with a caseworker and is welcome to stay for up to 2 years. Women have daily chapel, chores, counseling, and job training, including a partnership with the NCCC Culinary Institute. Resident assistant Yolanda Waple, known as Londa to her family, has gone through many of the same ordeals these women have faced, maybe more. She faced abuse from the age of 3, dealt with an alcoholic parent, fought her way through drug addiction, and finally ended up in prison after robbing a cab driver at knife point.
I wanted drugs.
That fateful night, looking for money for those drugs, she dressed in black and called a cab.
Not thinking that I was going to disguise my voice, I said, "Price chopper." And then all of a sudden, I took the knife and put it up to his neck. I said,
"Give me all your money."
And I freaked him out.
Her crime landed her in prison, but it also brought her to the attention of prison chaplain Christine Kesterson, who became a mother figure to Londa in prison and after she got out.
I'm truly sorry for the people I hurt. And I know I could not have come to that place until that healing came and recognized that I did wrong.
Kesterson and her husband Charles co-founded Immaculata to provide a place for women to develop themselves into a healthy person and also to fight the recidivism that often happens when someone leaves prison. Miller said Immaculata takes older women who are left with nowhere to go.
To be homeless is a horrible thing. To not have a place. And that's the first thing we do here when we admit a woman. We have a welcome cake, balloons, and a big hug, and we say, "Welcome home."
Miller says as the year is ending, they hope individuals and foundations will reach into their pocketbooks to help fund this home as a model of what can be done to make sure women have options beyond abusive relationships, drug abuse, and prison.
I think we're doing an important community service. Society would abandon the older woman. You know?
To find out how you can help the Immaculata Home, go to the WBFO website for a link to the shelter's webpage. For WBFO, I'm Nancy Fisher.